Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's another edition of the NHL's version of West Side Story. The Sharks and the Jets. San Jose versus Winnipeg at the Shark Tank. This is only the second of three meetings on the season between these two teams. The Sharks beat Winnipeg 3-2 in overtime on March the 6th at Canada Life Center in Winnipeg. Trailing 2-1 in that game, Tomas Hertl scored the game-tying goal with only 11 seconds remaining in the third period. And then Logan Couture, the Sharks' captain, got the game winner at 1:21 of overtime. Carlson stays on the ice. Here comes Winnipeg moving in. Ehlers the shot. Save made. Rebound. It's a headband feed. It's a breakaway for Logan Couture in overtime. He's in. He waits. He scores! Logan Couture in overtime gives the Sharks a 3-2 win. He's mobbed by his teammates. What a spectacular victory for Sharks hockey on the road. And what a way to start the road trip. On the other side of the ice, Nino Niederreiter was a major thorn in the Sharks' side, as he has been all season. He scored his 200th career goal against San Jose, which was his sixth goal this season against the San Jose Sharks, playing for two teams. James Reimer made 36 saves and got the win, and he'll be back in nets tonight. David Rittich made 21 saves and took the loss in that contest. Needless to say, the Sharks would like to get a victory at home. San Jose is winless in their last nine at SAP Center at 0-6-3, having been outscored 43-21 in those games. Captain Logan Couture says it's definitely on the Sharks' minds as San Jose prepares for the final five home tilts of the regular season.
A win would be very nice. We have not been very good at home this season. We haven't won many games, so we want to finish our home game's extremely strong here. Work hard, put in the best effort that we can.
The Sharks will entertain all playoff teams in those final five home games. The Sharks captain says that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good for experience. Realistically, we have a lot of young players, and we've had a lot of turnover in the last few weeks. And a lot of these guys are going to gain valuable experience from playing against teams that are fighting for their playoff lives.
It's been the play of veterans like Logan Couture and like Erik Karlsson that Coach David Quinn has really been depending on in a tough situation when it comes to the standings.
Big. It's big. It's easy for guys that have been in the league a long time, had deep playoff runs, to really get discouraged in our situation. It's human nature. And I think I thought our top players did a really good job the other night.
For the Sharks head coach, the main word for tonight's game and for the rest of the season is compete.
That is it. If we're going to lose games, make it because the other team's got more talent. And, to me, it's setting the way we want to play moving forward here. Obviously, there's been a ton of turnover here in the last 6 weeks. So, if we took the team picture today compared to 6 weeks ago, you wouldn't recognize half the guys. But that's, we're not the only team in that situation, and we've got to continue to press reset and build off of the good stretches we had during the course of the season and finish off on a strong note.
One new player that the Sharks head coach has at his disposal but who won't play tonight is Harvard product Henry Thrun. He was signed to a multi-year contract by the Sharks organization after playing his final collegiate game of this season. But David Quinn has known Henry Thrun since he was about 14 years of age when he was looking at him to go to Boston University.
He came into BU and we obviously started the recruiting process, and Scotty Young was one of my close friends and worked with me at BU. He coached him in youth hockey with his kids, so that's kind of what the connection was.
What stood out about Henry Thrun at age 14? Here's what David Quinn said.
Just his intelligence. I mean, just a smart player, defended, moving pucks. He had a real feel for the game that you knew was going to translate to the next level. And he could be a real good player one level, but it won't work at the next, and that's the key. And his game translates.
Thrun will not be in the lineup tonight, but he'll likely play Thursday after getting a practice in, according to the Sharks head coach.
Yeah, and I knew he wasn't going to play. We talked for a while yesterday, and I just caught up. I've known him for a long time, so, you know, so I just kind of talked about his season and, you know, his travel day from hell, and, you know, talked about, I wasn't sure at that point what I was going to do, but I talked this morning and told him we're going to hold him out and wait till Thursday.
Any advice for Thrun?
Well, first of all, don't be nervous, which is easy to say as we're sitting here in the hallway with five people, seven people, but just go play hockey. I mean, to me, it's going to be an exciting night for him. He's waiting his whole life to play in the National Hockey League, and just do what got you here. And it's so cliche-ish, but it's so true. And sometimes we can complicate it. And, you know, one of the things I like about him, there's a practicality to his game. He's smart, he's big, can skate. Make outlet passes, and that's really all we're looking for. Don't try to do too much.
How about from the Sharks captain, Logan Couture?
Not much. I mean, you just let them play. I was fortunate to watch him play a few times. I was on with ESPN Plus. I was flicking around, saw him play Colgate, and then their game against whoever they just lost to in the tournament. I can't remember who they lost to, but I watched him play two games. Sees the ace well. He's a very good college player. I'm excited to see how he does.
One thing that Couture acknowledges is that there is a definite adjustment to the pro schedule for Henry Thrun.
I'm sure it will be, but I think this will be good. I mean, he'll play hopefully on Thursday, and there'll be eight games left then. Eight games in a short period of time. I don't know the eight games to however many days it is, but I know it's there's not many in there. So I think this will be good for him to get acclimated to the NHL lifestyle.
Some real particulars about adjusting from college hockey to the NHL. College players wear full face shields, while the NHL players obviously do not. There's also fighting in pro hockey, and there's none of that in the NCAA. Matt Benning, who played college hockey at Northeastern, knows all about the adjustment, and he talked about it in college either. How tough is that to kind of deal with right away?
Yeah, I think, you know, the face shield, I think for a lot of those college guys, they throw on a visor for the summertime, or they were used to it, you know, playing juniors or whatever. You know, if he gets in some games this year, you know, which I think he will, you know, I think the hardest thing is the adjustment of the amount of times we play. You know, in a college schedule, you play Friday, Saturday, where, you know, NHL, you're playing three, sometimes four times a week. Travel, you know, it's very demanding on your body. I remember my first couple years in Edmonton, you know, every single time I could have an opportunity to sleep. If it was a four-hour flight, I was sleeping for 4 hours. You know, it didn't matter. So, you know, just things like that. You know, your body takes time to get used to it.
Yeah, they're used to the back. The Teal Report will continue in just a moment after this timeout on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
When you've got a killer lineup, anything's possible. This is true for the Sharks, and it's true for Toyota. Our legendary lineup of capable trucks and versatile SUVs is unrivaled. Ready for what's next, up for any challenge, and down to test limits. Get behind the wheel of a Toyota today and start making some waves. Proud partner of the San Jose Sharks. Toyota, let's go places.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League. And the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app, presented by Western Digital, and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Here's tonight's goaltending matchup for the Sharks and the Jets. It'll be James Reimer looking for his 11th victory of the season and second against his home province team, while Connor Hellebuyck will look for win number 33 on the season for Winnipeg. Former Sharks Dylan DeMello and Brendan Dillon are on the ice for the Jets. And on the Sharks side of things, Jeff Fiel, just recalled from the San Jose Barracuda, will slide in on the fourth line alongside Stephen Lawrence and Oscar Lindblom. Alexander Barabanov will sit out with a lower body injury tonight. Don't forget to join us on the Sharks Audio Network for the exciting broadcast of San Jose against Winnipeg. We're on the air at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Go to the Sharks Plus SAP Center app presented by Western Digital and just pipe us into your car vehicle using Bluetooth technology. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's it for the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.